This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we, the people. It is Saturday, August 29th, 2020. We're in hour two of the broadcast, and running down the insane news of the week, I'm telling you, it gets crazier every week. We ain't seen nothing yet. Going to the elections, I mean, you know, if you think you can trust the mail system, like if the mail system is something that you can have really like a whole lot of confidence in, I challenge you, put $500 in an envelope and mail it to yourself. Wouldn't that be a great way to test the trustworthiness of the mail system? Also, I wanted to get this in quick. Republic Broadcasting's got the story. Rioters loot stores in response to black man shooting himself. You can't make this up. This is true. I looked into it. Rioters in Minneapolis looted stores in response to a black man shooting himself in the head in an accident that had nothing whatsoever to do with police brutality. So I just wanted to get that in. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org. But it really is, you know, any reason whatsoever to riot and loot. It's, they're being given the cover of racial injustice by the news media. And, of course, the Democrat Party has been completely silent on all this rioting, looting, a whole bunch of people being killed. They've been completely silent and complicit in it. Somehow think there's some advantage to this. I don't quite see how, but I think there's an advantage for us because I think there's going to be a whole lot of people having to pick one side or the other over what has transpired in 2020. All right, we got a full bank of calls, so everybody work with me a little bit today. We're going to take phone calls all this hour. I want to hear from you guys. We've got David, Daryl, Jim, Tony, and Paul coming up. David in Boston, how you doing? What's on your mind, sir?
Good morning, Salmon. Hey, Salmon, I want to run this past you here now. Can you imagine on the landing craft in World War II, on the invasion of D-Day, when the landing craft was approaching Omaha Beach, can you imagine one soldier turning to his fellow soldiers, American soldiers on the landing craft, and declaring, hey, I want all you guys to know that German lives mean just as much to me as your lives? Or could you imagine if Aaron, the Marines, they're on their landing craft getting ready to storm the beaches of Okinawa or Iwo Jima. And can you imagine one Marine turning to his fellow Marines and saying, listen, you guys, I want you to know that Japanese lives matter just as much to me as your lives. Now, isn't that ridiculous, Farron?
It is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. That's why the reason I mentioned that is Art flipped his lid there, was calling me names. He's lost all respect for me because a racist crap and all this stuff. I want to tell Art flipped his lid that, Art, I haven't lost all respect for you because you can't lose something that you never had. Farron, he's Exhibit A of what I'm talking about. These exhibitors, I didn't even say black lives don't matter. I said black lives may matter, but white lives matter more. Now, why would I say that, Farron? Well, number one, because I'm a white man. And number two, although I have lots of black friends and I have a lot of black folks that I love as friends and in Christian black Christians that I love as brother Christians and everything. I've had enough experience in these racial situations. Believe me, I've had a lot of experience with this racial violence and everything. It's very ferocious. Once the blacks reach critical mass, you know, they're like wild baboons or something. It's really dangerous. And what my point is, if it comes down, the blacks are going to be the same way. You see this in prison. If it comes down to some racial war, you can just bet that I'm going to be a racial loyalist. I'm going to be on the side of my white brothers and sisters. But, you know, art is exhibit A of what I'm talking about. James, in the book of James in the Bible, says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So what I do, Farron, I'll wrap it up here, Farron, but when a friend of mine, a white friend of mine or something, will introduce me to one of his friends and I'm meeting a new white man for the first time, the first chance I get, I test him. And I'll say something like, you know, it's not a right to be white, but it's a privilege. It's not a right to be white. It's a privilege. And if they come back right away with, isn't it a privilege to be black? I said, well, right there, I know he's a race traitor. Right there, I'll have nothing to do with him. I won't trust him. You white guys, you want to test these other white guys. Just say something like, black lives may matter, but white lives matter more. And if they come back objecting, calling you a race hater, like I flipped his lid, was calling me a dirty racist or something, and everything. No, you're the dirty race traitor. And as I say, you may have lost all respect for me, but I haven't lost any respect for you, because you can't lose something that you never had in the first place. So
okay, well, let's leave it there, because I don't know if Art's listening, and if he is, I would want to give him the right to respond, and I don't really want a bunch of listener infighting, but I get the point that you're making, and I think that there's a lot of people, and I'm that way at times too, you know. I don't want to just be a blatant. I mean, I know a lot of good black people too, you know. So I try not to lump them all into one category. But at the same time, you know, I just had this argument with someone last night. Why is not the good black people? I know you got Candace Owens and examples, but why is not the good black people really being more vocal to try to stand up? Because I know a lot of the older black people do not go along with, you know, what they see in this younger black generation wearing their pants below the rear end and all that. So it's a very complex question. But I get your point, David, and thank you so much. Thank you so much for the phone call. I got a full stack. I'm going to move on. Anything you want to add real quick, David?
Farron, I think I'm reiterating this, but the only power on earth that can destroy the white race is white people. We're up to our necks in white race traitor scum, and you know these white race traitor pigs. They arrest and kill us all the time. Now look at Rittenhouse. He was arrested by white pigs. I mean, the Bundy Ranch, white pigs. Randy Weaver, white pigs. Waco, white pigs. The guy in Charlottesville that you talk about all the time, Joseph Wood, white pigs. Well, when are you guys going to wake up and realize that these white race traitor pigs are our deadliest enemy? And the truth, we don't want to rally around them. This is our last chance. This is the white man's last chance to regain his freedom on the North American continent. I didn't say keep his freedom, to regain his freedom. We don't want to support these white race traitor pigs at all.
Thank you so much. And I think, I'm not sure if I coined this phrase. I'd love to take credit for it, but I'm not sure that I can, so I won't. But anyway, white people don't like white people that stand up for white people. And I think there's a lot of truth in that, sadly. I think there's a lot of truth in that. Daryl in Canada. Daryl, thanks for calling. If I did not adequately portray your thoughts that you were discussing about what may happen on Election Day, feel free to reiterate, because I think that it's a very good possibility that you're spot on that one. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks. You're honored that you mentioned me there. And the only Achilles heel that they have, the Black Lives Matter and Antifa, would be that they organize on Twitter a lot and Facebook. So we might be able to see that coming, but we'll see in a couple of months. Going back to what David said, I thought he was going to say when the landing crafts were coming across the Atlantic to France, that one looked to the other and said, I am Nostradamus, and I'm going to tell you what's going on in 100 or 50 or 80 years from now, which would be right about now, 75 or 80 years, 100 years. And then they would have just jumped off and tried to swim back to Britain because they said, I'm not going to fight for this. Why would I fight for this? This is garbage.
And you know,
going to happen.
Daryl, you make a great point. There used to be a website that's been taken down now. I won't bother to mention it, but he had wrote a story, this gentleman, about how what would veterans of World War II, how would they really feel looking at television and society today, what they fought for, what it had ended up to becoming in America. And I thought, and I'm doing a very poor job of describing the article, but it was just it was just awash with so much truth in it, because I mean, look at society today in America. Go ahead, sir.
Right. A couple of years ago, I talked to a 96-year-old veteran, and, yeah, he had those same thoughts. He was scratching his head, let's put it that way. I could talk quite a bit about that. Yeah, and you say, who's behind this? Well, they've been waiting 2,000 years for this, so now they're really rubbing their hands together. Just a couple things, just quickly go through them, because I know you got a lot of calls. You know, they talk about, you talked about pedophilia, and you brought up, excuse me, Jeffrey Epstein and all. I think the vast majority of these pedophiles are on the other side there, and mostly of the same 2% ilk. Male. I think that's really what they want. They want the 10, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old boys. I think it's probably about 90-10 pedophilia on the male side, which is, of course, the most sickest thing that anyone can imagine. So, I mean, they don't talk about all that when they talk. These girls that are kind of abuse these, what do you call them, these actresses, when they start off, they have to be initiated. Well, the same thing with the boys, including Travolta and all these other things. It's probably, but they don't want to come forward, so I think that's a really large homosexuality. Pedophilia is quite a bit worse. Jaden Hayden, you mentioned he didn't kill anybody. Well, the guy did die, though. The guy died about a few weeks ago, so I don't think they'll ever up the charges on him, because, of course, it doesn't fit their racial narrative to do that. The guy that was shot and the girl, from what I read, there was a white bystander that was there at the time, or just before they were shot. He walked up on the scene, and he got shot, too. So I think they actually killed three. But, of course, you know, I don't think it would be a shock. It would be a shock if they were charged with a hate crime. It'll just be like a rage, road rage. That's what they're going to say, road rage, because it just doesn't fit. And, you know, the comments, I know you're discouraged, and so a lot of us are, but, you know, when you read the comments on Twitter about, you know, what happened after the, you know, the RNC, and for instance, when you read some really neutral websites, like, let's say, NBC Sports, after you hear all this NBA crap and NFL stuff, and you go to the back down to the and read the normies, and it's like about 8-1 negative against them, so positive, you know, for the normies. So, you know, there's a lot of people, that silent majority. You know, you could say, use that term, silent majority. I don't think it's ever been stronger. It's way bigger than the Richard Nixon when he talks about the silent majority. Yeah, the NBA are going to play again, but the only reason they're playing today, they're starting today, they're redoing their playoffs, or restarting their playoffs, is because now they're going to have a bunch of NBA arenas open on November the 3rd or earlier, so they think that they can stop voter suppression, and they're going to encourage a lot of blacks and, I guess, other minorities or whatever that watch the NBA to come in to, they think that they can cavalcade the vote to defeat Donald Trump. Like Donald Trump is somehow, you know, complicit in this. Well, no, you know, but that's what they think. They think it's, and it's all, of course, the media hoax. They should be held, I don't know what the heck to say here, more than responsible, because if they would put the statistics out there, I mean, it shows, you know, anywhere from like 40 to 70 times per capita blacks against whites, the other way around, violent crime and murder and stuff. I mean, this is just the media. It's like trying to tell us that collies or beagles bite more people than pit bulls, and people believe it. You know, it's just, it's criminal, really, what they're actually doing out there.
Oh, I agree. I mean, the media, you could certainly make a valid argument that the media is complicit in several of these murders. And the reason I say that is, And this just happens to be a fact that I believe, you know, black people are somewhat easily stirred up into a frenzy if the media pushes their buttons. You know, it's come out now where there was a there was a concerted effort by the Obama administration to give these free phones to a large section of the black community so that it could be used to organize the black community. And then ultimately it's fell into the hands of Black Lives Matter, the ability to communicate with all these black people. And that's how you see these riots and these lootings and stuff take place. They're all in communication. They're using Facebook, they're using Twitter, what have you. And that's what leads to, like, the story I done from South Carolina where the couple is just shot down. It's my speculation that probably the black guy that done that has been agitated by watching the news media, watching Facebook, and has built up a hatred for white people, and then a little fender bender just put him over the edge, because it is not normal to hit someone's fender and jump out and shoot and kill the people when the accident is your fault. So there has to be an outside aggression that is being perpetrated on to these people that, you know, and everybody's different. Some can handle it, some can't.
Right, but, and you know, I just saw... Go ahead, sir.
The other thing I wanted to say, and I'll get your response, is, and I think you're alluding to this, but what is happening in America right now is making people take sides. Either you're with the cultural Marxist and the socialist, or you're not. And go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Trump doesn't have to do anything for his elections. He just needs to sit back and let them do the work for him. Yeah, and as you mentioned, there was a story on Twitter just yesterday that some black guy stabbed some guy in the neck. I think he's still alive because he felt obligated after what the media took. He actually said to the cops about the media, he said directly, that you know, they're showing all this stuff, and I need to get even type of thing. So he stabbed some guy in the neck. I saw a picture of this white guy in a hospital with neck braces and stuff. Looks like he's going to be alive. So, yeah, I mean, there's so much blood on the media hands. There's no word to describe it. How about this story that we were talking about, what was it, almost 2 months ago? I think it was on July the 4th. The people that painted over that Black Lives Matter mural in it was in Central California, somewhere between, I think, Sacramento and San Francisco. They've been charged, not just charged with vandalism or whatever, some stupidity at the time. That was already stupid. They've been charged with a hate crime by a black DA there, and George Soros appointed, one of many. So how about that one, of all the hypocrisy and sanity? I was going to get to the Minneapolis situation. I was watching that live with Unicorn, with the Antifa Unicorn riot guy. And, everything kind of stopped when somebody yelled with their blowhorn, "He committed suicide! He committed suicide!" to the crowd. So most of them stopped breaking into things and vandalizing things. It's like they just had anonymity. They just figured, well, we just turn it on, turn it off. The cops aren't going to do anything, which is true. I mean, I see them going in and out of these stores, broken windows, and they're just leisurely doing it. And the cops went in there and cleared them out. And as long as they weren't taking any merchandise out, no arrests or anything. I called it, I coined a new phrase here. I call it leisure looting. It's like they feel entitled.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's at the drop of a hat, whenever they perceived that they were wronged, even though, of course, the guy shot himself in the head after, I'm surprised they didn't blame the cops for trying to arrest him for murder. I mean, even that might in a few years, I don't think we quite got to that yet, but you never know down the road, that even when they, you know, come to arrest somebody, I mean, look at how many times do you see that when blacks are congregated and somebody and the cops go to arrest somebody, they all gang up on the cops. They don't actually assault them usually, but they all gather around and say, "He didn't do nothing," type of thing. So, you know, it's just a, I don't know, we're all in pins and needles. We're, you know, the cops, can you imagine the cops? I mean, I would try to avoid, either quit the job or try to avoid the areas. I mean, we got to give them so much. Every time I see a policeman, a police car driving down the street, I give them a wave. I give them I blow them a kiss even. I mean, it's, I try to bring up their morale. And one last thing I'll say quickly is, I have a couple of cop friends, just casual friends, and they say whenever, going back to this case in Kenosha, whenever somebody resists arrest, they're normally kind of, their mind's on cruise control, but when somebody resists arrest, the bells and whistles go off everywhere. Even if somebody's just stole a pencil at a store, if they resist arrest, they could be like a murderer. They could be 10 times murder. How many times do you see these cases where some police stop somebody and then they find out all these things afterwards? So when you do this, it doesn't matter what the crime is or whatever they're arresting you for, and you resist arrest, the cop has the mentality, we cannot let you go, even if we got to shoot you. Thank you very much, Farron.
Absolutely, absolutely. And to kind of piggyback on something Daryl said, I seen the story. I meant to print it off, and I did, and I can't remember. But there was a Black Lives Matter mural somewhere, and someone had put an O in front of lives. So it said Black Olives Matter, and the police were deciding whether to investigate it as a hate crime. What a world! Back in my
life. Causing you grief. Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And I wanted to say real quick, so you're in prison, right? And you turn to the guy beside of you, a big white bald-headed guy, got a swastika on his arm. You're like, what are you in for? Caught a man with my old lady, beat him to death. How long did you get? I got 10 years. You turn to the guy beside of you. What are you in for? Committed armed robbery, robbed the bank, got 12 years. What about you? What are you here for? Oh, I painted an O in front of lives on a Black Lives Matter mural and made it say Black Olives Matter. Hate crime here for 30 years. I mean, that's the insane world in which we live. Jim, Tony, Paul, Miles, and Chase coming up. Jim, how you doing today? Thanks for holding. Hey there, Jim. Jim in New York.
Trump.
Ken?
Hello.
Great.
Hello.
Hey, we got you. Got you.
Hello?
Yes, sir. We got you. Go ahead.
Okay. I've called several times saying that Trump was selected to put middle American whites to sleep. And boy, has he done a great job. Isn't it interesting that Trump and Barr sends in federal troops to Wisconsin only after three Antifa agent provocateurs get shot? Since April, whites have been beaten and murdered. Mr. Trump and Barr have done nothing. Nothing but talk. Totally ignore what Trump says. Totally ignore it. Watch what Trump and Barr's actions. As Trump and Barr let Antifa and BLM commit all these crimes, they've done something. They prosecuted Jacob Goodwin and James Fields and other white nationalists. Also, by their actions, the Trump administration wants riots. Why? Because it's going to get him reelected. Even though all he does is tweets and talk and puts white nationalists in federal prison. You know, if you want law and order, I think you're better off with Biden. We know by Trump's actions that he's not law and order. Maybe Biden, roll the dice with him, maybe you'll get law and order. You know, I am tired of these blind Trump supporters, and don't get me wrong, I don't blame people for voting for Trump, who still thinks Trump is on their side. We are being so played, it's unimaginable. One more thing. To you Second Amendment supporters, I'm warning you. After Trump gets reelected, you will see the most sweeping, bipartisan federal gun control laws you have ever seen. Take the guns first, due process later. Donald Trump. White people, Trump is not your friend. Wake up. And that's all I want to say.
Well, let me mention this to you, Jim. Too, one of the things I found odd about the Kenosha, Wisconsin, with the sending in the National Guard, it was a small amount. It was a small amount. I mean, I forget who it was that was on the ground there that was saying that they needed a much, much larger. And someone correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the National Guard being called out there, what was it, in Arkansas over integration? The president can do that whether the governor likes it or not. They changed the rules over that whole circumstance, if my memory serves. So, you know, I certainly think Barr could put a stop to this if he wanted to, because they could declare these groups domestic terrorists, and they could do it, and the ability. They've got LRAD. They've got the ability to stop rioting in the street if they so choose. We know this. Go ahead.
George Soros and Kushner have connections, and of course Trump has connections to Kushner. Trump and Barr could arrest George Soros today. He doesn't. Look at their actions. Forget what Trump tweets and says. He's with Soros, and he wants Antifa ruin in our cities just so he can have his reelection. People, wake up. This guy is a cynical con man New Yorker. He'll do anything to get reelected, and it's going to get much worse after his reelection. And thank you very much, Farron, and have a great day.
Hey, thank you so much, Jim. Also, you know, I thought it was interesting, I guess you guys all saw it. Pompeo gave his speech for the RNC from Jerusalem. All right, we're going to go to Tony in Chicago. Tony, the break's going to get you. I'm going to hold you over. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Farron, very brief on Kenosha, and this is not what I called about. Okay, since the COVID hoax started in March, I've been up there, you know, 6, 7, 8 times. Okay, Kenosha is 101,000 people. You have close to 11% black, so that's about, what, 11,000 and change black. So theoretically, you do have enough black to do what, you know, came down in that city, but I have reservations about this. Okay, I know that area well. That audio that you played about that guy that lives up there, you know, talking about downtown and all that. I know that area well. Been there a lot of times since the hoax started. Okay, doing my shopping up there without the mask, even though Wisconsin put the mask in, Indiana put the mask in. Now I have to drive to Iowa to go without a mask. But I'm going to get to the point. The whole thing could be a provocateur stage thing because what came down in that area that guy's talking about, which I know well, okay, those people up there they're not that type. Okay, so definitely they bust them in from Chicago. They also bust them in from Milwaukee, too, which no one's saying about. And if they can do that on a hair trigger, what makes you think the whole thing is all BS and was all planned? But what I really want it called about, and I know you're going to hold me over the break, please, the second article on the RBN page, on the front page with the article, number 2, PCR tests show positive because they are respond to genetic material present in all humans. Okay, you hold me over. I want to read this thing here. New, because this is groundbreaking. This is proof that COVID-19 is a medical hoax. New evidence shows that the controversial PCR test, the test for genetic material instead of the virus itself, is testing for a genetic sequence that is naturally found in humans. The sequence, and I'm not going to waste time going through it, it's a DNA sequence, is an 18-character primer sequence found in the WHO coronavirus PCR testing protocol document. The primer sequences are the items that are amplified by the PCR process in order to designate a positive test result. The same exact 18-character sequence in the same order is also found in Homo sapiens chromosome 8. So in other words, what this test that they've been using to say that you have COVID-19, the thing that triggers it off, it's what you already have in your body all over the place. Okay? You get my point? It's right there on number 2 article on RBN. Am I still on?
You are, and I'm looking at the article, and I watched a documentary about this past week, and it was a different gentleman. It wasn't this Dr. Andrew Kaufman, but and it was saying that then the vaccine is going to attack. Oh, I forget the name of it. It's something number 8, and it's the vaccine is going to have the ability to detrimentally affect people's mental faculties.
So the bottom line is, if this test is a proven fraud, so how does this thing exist in the first place? Now look it, there's a void here, okay? I've had a respiratory therapist stop her car and talk to me. I've had some little Filipino broad from a nursing home, okay, which she's just a nobody. I had it out with a nurse on Thursday. She says, why is COVID-19 a hoax? And this is after this came out. And I said, because the PCR test is full of SH, and you doctors and nurses know it, and you're enabling this fraud. It's a criminal fraud, and you people are in on it, okay? And, man, did she give me a look when she drove away. And on vaccinehoax.com, we've gotten into this thing here. On this thing, okay? So the bottom line is, are they, like the respiratory therapist says, well, they're coming in as fast as they're coming in. They're dropping on it. I believe she's a respiratory therapist. She stops. She's a kook. She has her mask on. I said, lady, you don't have to have that stupid mask on. We're outdoors. She keeps on putting it on us. So I don't know how much she's exaggerating. Okay, this broad on Thursday said, why is it a hoax? I have people dying from it all the time. So, you know, the bottom line is, yeah, are people dying in there? Something's going on in these, how we know, in the nursing homes. But what exactly are they dying from? Because according to this test, and DNA does not lie, this thing does not exist. Okay, we got an Italian doctor saying that COVID-19, okay, this is on vaccinehoax.com, and this is out of Italy, means certificate of identification of vaccination with artificial intelligence, okay? And this is an international plan for control and reduction of population. Yeah, control and reduction of the white race population. This is a white genocide plan, okay? Yeah, this thing is going on in Oriental countries, but where it's really going on is in this country in Europe. okay? And I don't know why Russia took this thing on. They're trying to wipe us out, okay? And I hope this does not happen, but I got news for you. White people, except for myself and a few other people around here, really aren't doing jack about it. I got a new sign that is setting people off, and it's on vaccinehoax.com. And for the life of me, I can't believe people that are retired, like this guy that I picked up this week. I've been out with 5 days on intersections. He's 60 years old, retired iron worker. He's on disability. He's on checks. He's in great shape. He's 6'1". There's all kinds of people out there in their 60s that are retired. I don't know why they're being such a bunch of cowards and pussies, just sitting around, calling in the talk radio, posting on Stormfront, make up a sign and get your ass out on the corner. They ain't going to do it. Okay, the new sign is there's no pandemic. COVID-19 equals plandemic, scamdemic hoax, www.vaccinehoax.com. This sign sets people off. It sets beaners off. I know it had to be a beaner. I had a beaner throw an egg at it. I had a beaner throw a water bottle at it, okay? This thing sets people off, and like I said, people need to get out there and agitate and stir the pot, okay? You got to start somewhere. I mean, if this thing could grow, which I don't think it is going to grow, okay, I've been screwing around with this for 8 weeks, man. This should be going on all over the country. You could reach hundreds of millions of people this way, but you take, you know, it could go another step. Then you go out with signs and naming the Jew behind this whole thing. And it is the Jew behind this whole thing. It's on our website. And then the next step, because the vaccine's getting closer and closer, the next step would be in the states where you can legally display your guns, go out with guns with these signs and tell these Jews we're not taking your, you know, effing shot. This thing's coming, man. People are hiding. They're not doing a damn thing about this. They're calling in the radio. They're posting on the internet. It's not going to work. This is coming, whether you like it or not, okay? He's going to deploy the military with this crap. We do not know where this is going to end, but it's not going to end good. So
well,
that's
let
all
me,
I have to say. Hey,
thank you so much for that, Tony. And I urge everyone, I wish I had it in front of me. I didn't write it down, but I watched a great documentary this past week. It was only about 28 minutes, I believe, and it's on exactly what Tony's talking about. There's several videos there in the republicbroadcasting.org story, so it may be there. I don't have time to look right now, but investigate this one for yourself because it is really interesting. Chromosome number 8 that they're looking to affect with this, if all this is true, and they make a really good argument. You guys judge for yourself, but I want to thank you so much. I'm going to move on, Tony. I've got a full bank to try to get everybody on, but great points as always, and check out his website, vaccinehoax.com. And the other thing I wanted to say quickly is, you know, isn't it interesting? Australia has some of the most draconian mask laws in place. France this past week forcing everybody to wear a mask. Want you to wear a mask in your own yard. So it's really interesting to me how all of these Western governments simultaneously is going along with something and that is very, very suspect at very best. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Paul in New Jersey. We've got Miles and Chase and Dave coming up. Go ahead, Paul. Thanks for the phone call.
Hello, Farron. Hey, Farron, you were talking about Jeff Bezos before, and I'd like to extend my thanks and gratitude to Jeff Bezos, you know, because, you know, Farron, now I don't have to go to a store and be reminded of white replacement. You know, think about it. Jeff Bezos is doing a big favor. You know, I go out to stores or a lot of public places, and it's a diverse hellhole. And thanks to Jeff Bezos, I just have a package dropped off at my doorstep, and I don't have to go, you know, be in the midst of these grubby third worlders and tattooed freaks and BLM morons. You know, so he's doing us a favor. I'd also like to bring up another elitist billionaire, and that's Elon Musk. Because it's an important thing to remember, when Elon Musk was a kid, he was beaten to the point of blacking out when he was living in South Africa. Now, who do you think beat Elon Musk in South Africa to that point?
It wasn't the Chinese.
You think it was the Chinese?
I say it wasn't the Chinese.
No, it wasn't. And that's my point. So I have a feeling, like my one, and I guess I keep it as a personal hope, that some of these billionaire elitists are totally on our side. They could just never admit it. And as I said about it, sometimes the biggest Nazis, and you know what I'm talking about, they actually want to exterminate these races, these other races, I believe still can be on the in the elite. Because these are the guys, like Bill Gates, you know, these are guys who are reading the books by the eugenicists. And by the way, I've read some of these books. These are the guys who are familiar with the bell curve. You know, you think Elon Musk believes that the races are equal when he's hiring, like, white and Asian engineers all the time? You think Elon Musk has a lot of black engineers working there, coming up with the designs for his, the batteries and for the cars? Elon Musk knows. He knows what's going on. He knows about IQ. And ultimately, Elon Musk would be, God forbid, a racist, right? Because remember what a racist is. If you believe that race can be a determinant of people's character, then you are a racist, you know? And I don't think what helps the racial problem in the United States, as I've said before, Farron, is mollycoddling of blacks. And the people I like, you know, you had two callers at the end of your show last week who were white guys, one of them saying, oh, this person's a racist. So these guys are mimicking the liberal talking points and falling to the same leftist arguments where you, when you're in argument, point the racist finger at another white guy. I mean, blacks are beating people in the streets all over the place. And these white guys, what do? These are so-called on the alt-right. They point the race finger at other white guys. What a disgrace they were last week. Right? You know, these are the same people who say, oh, the reason why blacks are held back is because of the federal programs in the 60s. It was because of Lyndon Johnson's and the Great Society programs that broke up the black family. So not only did they mollycoddle blacks, they apologize for blacks. The fact of the matter is the best thing to deal with blacks today, and it should be a cultural thing, Farron, there should be public service announcements to the black community. They should be running them once an hour for at least 1 minute on the major networks. That should be saying, are you poor? Shut up and get to work. Keep your job. Don't have children out of wedlock. Be law-abiding. When the police arrest you, just give them your hands and put your hands behind your back and behave yourself. Don't lunge into your car for a knife. Yeah. The mollycoddlers out there who are the problems, Farron, the ones who have said, oh, the poor blacks, they're so downtrodden and get their feelings hurt by police and occasionally shot, I have to go riot with them. These disgraceful white BLM members, bunch of disgraceful losers. And that's the problem. The mollycoddling has to stop, fellas. The black people are on the bottom of the economic rung because they're the laziest, the shiftiest, most garbage, lazy workers, and if they're poor, it's because they didn't have a pappy in the family, and that's the father's family for not staying as a role model to their children and marrying their mothers. That's why they're poor. And that's what's got to be said out loud in public, and you got to shame these people into behaving themselves. Shame the people who side with this pathology, who egg it on, who apologize it, and especially the guys on the right who should know better. Don't cuck for other races. Stand up for your own race.
Hey, thank you so much, Paul. You know, when people try to validate that argument that everybody is completely equal, we know through IQ that there's a lot of varying differences, and you could argue, well, black people are more proficient at certain sporting events. You could certainly make that argument. There is significant differences, and I find it amazing that people want to have that argument. I know you don't. You understand, but people do, and they have succumbed to the indoctrination. They've succumbed to the propaganda. And the other argument when it all these countries are the same, all the people are the same. You know, you don't buy a car that's made in Chad, Africa. There's reasons why. But these are what we are really seeing here with the media making it. Well, I saw a video this past week where these people were eating at an outdoor diner, and the black mob come, which was primarily white women, it looked like, and was demanding that they raise their arm in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. You know, demanding that they do that, intimidating them into doing that. And police everywhere around the area and just condoning and allowing this to happen, I guess because they don't want to interfere and get involved. You know, it's to the gun violence and the violence in the country. You know, when they bring up the gun problem and we need gun control, we really don't have any kind of gun violence problem. What we ultimately have, if you boil it down, is a minority problem. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much, Paul. Always enjoy your phone call. I'm going to move on to get everybody on. Time's running out. Miles in Maine, then we got Chase, and then we got Dave coming up. Miles, how you doing? Thanks for your phone call.
Hey, good show, Farron. Doing well, and hope you are too. That was an amazing call by Paul. He just itemized just about everything. And, you know, I had trouble with that last week, too. I didn't know when Art started singing Kumbaya and went PC, you know, to be calling other people and making statements, you know, derogatory statements against them. And Dave, you know, Dave has been a longtime caller. He makes excellent points quite a few times, you know, and I see what he's saying, you know. Right now, you know, the important factor is that whites have no access to this judicial system unless they're going to jail. They don't get exonerated like Jacob Goodwin and these guys. They can be abused. They can be beat up. I mean, you know what I want to know? Everybody's talking about the Rittenhouse situation. How come there's no charges for the guy that had the pistol that was going to shoot him?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's a great point. They're painting this as everybody else was justified in all this violence except him. He should have just laid down and, I guess, allowed them to kill him, which that guy that you're referring to said now he wished he had killed him.
Go ahead. You know, and David is right in those assertions when he says that. And then Art to come on, you know, and I like Art. Art's great, too, but I don't know what happened to Art last week. But and then Ken, you know, you got Ken, and Ken made some good points. And then he's talking about if you think Trump is it. Well, what is Trump? They've been calling him a racist since before he took office. So what's he supposed to do? Come out here and tip the scales and give them, you know, more fuel for their fire? You know, I mean, I don't understand it. And Biden's going to give us more law and order? Are you kidding me? His own family, he can't even maintain law and order in his family. You know, and then what do we get? President Harris or President Clinton and Hillary? I think Ken needs to think that over. And like I said, Ken's a good call, too. He's a nice guy, great guy. He's got a lot of good contributions. And, you know, some of these people just hate Trump so bad that I'd like to remind them that Reagan said, you know, a guy that votes with me 80% of the time isn't my enemy. He's my friend. You know, I never expected Trump to give us 110% of what we wanted. You know, and Trump makes his mistakes, sure enough. And I would like to see Trump come out and you know, do something for white people that are disadvantaged by these laws and hiring practices and educational practices and judicial practices and media practices. But he's one guy. And I think he's smart enough to know that sometimes if he says something, everybody's going to back away from him in that Congress and Senate because they're all scared themselves. And, you know, Farron, Black Lives Matter got $100 million from Walmart, Verizon, Lowe's, Home Depot. Why aren't they suing Black Lives Matter for all this police overtime, just like they would do if it was a Klan rally or any other thing they didn't like? Sue all these people, take their money, dry it up. I believe Trump was successful at stopping one of these funds and funds a lot of stuff. But why aren't they going after that kind of stuff, you know, and suing them, taking them money, making them pay for these damages, you know, making them pay for
And you know, Miles, you probably have heard my point. I've made this point week after week after week. You would think if white people was out doing this, the news media would be tallying up all the damage to the city is $27,500,000. They'd be harping on that all the time, the monetary. And then, you know, it's got to be astronomical if you added up all these cities. But no discussion of that. No discussion of these organizations that are obviously busing rioters from state to state, like what Tony said, which is the, by definition, domestic terrorism. No discussion whatsoever. I mean, the hypocrisy and your point about the corporations funding all this cultural Marxism is spot on, and it's just incredible. And yet here we are, we're still the majority in this country, and we're almost been nullified to practically a helpless type position where anything we do, you know, if you go out and assemble, you might be done like happened at Charlottesville. If you go out and take part in this, you might get caught up in it like Kyle Rittenhouse. But go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and, you know, Tony's always a great call, you know, and people should get out and do what Tony says. You know, get your sign out there. Get out there, you know, write letters where you can even to these people if they still, you know, the ones that still can be capable of reading and everything. But, you know, why is anybody going to an NBA game or an NFL game? Why is anybody going to look? You know, you want to drive all the stuff.
I got music, Miles. I'm going to come back with Chase and try to get Dave on, and we might get to Chris in Las Vegas. I'm not sure. Hey, thank you so much for the call. Back in a moment.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Thank you.
Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. We're going to go straight to Chance in West Virginia. Then we got Dave in New York, Chris in Las Vegas. If we can get to him. Go ahead, Chance.
Yes, hello, Farron. Excellent as usual. Paul and David made some good points, and I'm afraid that Jim from New York might be right about Trump. You know, it's time that many people need to be shamed. I really couldn't care less what anyone else thinks about what I'm about to say, and that is, I'm convinced now, no doubt whatsoever, that there's something deeply psychologically wrong with the white, within the white American psyche when they abandon and fight with their own race. I think it's a sign of a mental illness of some sort, and it's sad to see it, especially within a patriot community. It makes me wonder, this must be so deeply rooted, that this shame of being white, that I can't fathom it. And what is your opinion on that, Farron?
Well, I will tell you this much, Chance. I have marveled at watching the videos of these events. Like I told you, the one where they were demanding that these people trying to dine out raise their hands, it was mainly, you know, they didn't even look Jewish. It looked like white women and a lot of black and men and women also. But there's, I mean, we can't deny the fact there is a large contingent of white people going along with this. Now, Ken says all races fight with themselves, but I find, you know, it's more than that in a sense where, you know, their demands, reparations, all the rest of it. Let me turn it back to you, Chance, because we've got others going on.
As far as I'm concerned, Farron, they are our biggest enemy, and I'll leave you with that, and God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to Dave in New York. Dave, how you doing?
Okay, fine. I'd like to comment. I saw a very interesting article, and the fellow from the vaccine hoax mentioned it. This is a PCR test so positive because they respond to genetic material present in humans. Kaufman comes across as a intelligent guy, and Icky, for once, is speaking very logically and not emotionally. But what I find with this is they have some very interesting information. It's informative, but it is not a complete argument as far as I see so far. I need to examine it further. What I would ask people is, how does the detection occur with the 18 base pair segments, and how do the 18 base pair segments come off the alleged virus and the chromosome 8? And do they need to be separate from the DNA, the RNA strand? So without closing the argument fully, I wrote a 500-page thesis. We didn't fool around. We were scientists. And so that's why I need to examine this further. So I caution against jumping to conclusions that this is a conclusive discussion. I think it's very good, and it's the best thing I've seen on the test. That has been my biggest question in the whole thing. Now,
we've got music, Dave. Call it next week. Look at that. Check it out. Let's all talk about that next week. Great calls. My apologies to Chris near Las Vegas. We didn't get to you. I apologize for that. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Razor and I walk a line on that silver blade. Slept in the dust with his daughter, eyes red with the slaughter of innocence. And I will pray for her. I will call her name out loud.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.